Chapter 5. The next morning, Lexi noticed the sewer workers were back in full force. They'd closed down the street, causing her to take a detour to get to the bakery from the other end of the road. Walking from her car to the back door of the bakery, she resigned herself to another day of low sales. At least the other bakery would suffer the same predicament, since the whole street was blocked off this time. She figured the sewer workers were putting in an extra effort to make up for the lost day yesterday, which reminded her that Nance would be coming to grill her about any information Jack had given up regarding the skull. She'd better hurry if she wanted to get scones baked and sugar cookie dough out of the freezer to thaw before she got sidetracked with Nance. Focused on her thoughts, Lexi didn't notice the door hanging slightly open until she tried to insert her key, and the door swung inward without her even having to unlock it. Her blood froze as her eyes registered the splintered wood around the lock. Someone had broken in. She stood in the doorway for a few seconds and then took two tentative steps inside.
Hello?
No one answered. So she made her way toward the kitchen, her heart sinking when she saw the mess. Cookbooks lay spread open, and her recipe box had been torn apart. Recipes lay in messy piles on the counters and spilling onto the floor. Reaching in her coat pocket for her cell phone, she ran to the front of the store, expecting to see smashed display cases and food all over the place. But the front room looked just as she'd left it the night before. Either whoever broke in had run out of time and never made it to the front room, or they'd found whatever they were looking for in the kitchen and didn't need to look further. Her shaky fingers managed to find Jack on her contacts list, and she pressed the button to call him.
Perillo,
he answered in the voice he reserved for police business.
Jack, it's me. Lexi said in a rushed, breathless voice. The bakery's been broken into.
What?
Lexi could hear alarm in Jack's voice.
Are you okay?
Yes. I came in this morning and the door had been broken. The kitchen's messed up. But the front room is okay. I guess whoever did it is long gone.
Lexi glanced across the street at the brew and bake.
Okay. You stay put and I'll be right over with the crime unit,
Jack said. Then added,
and don't touch anything.
Lexi heard a sound behind her and whirled around just in time to see Cassie stop short in front of the opening to the kitchen.
What the heck?
Cassie's mouth fell open. She turned wide eyes in Lexi's direction.
Looks like we've been broken into,
Lexi said.
The lock on the back door was jimmied.
What? Why?
Cassie sputtered.
Did they take anything?
I don't know. Jack said not to touch anything, but I don't think it can hurt if we look around a little.
Lexi followed Cassie back into the kitchen.
What a mess.
I don't see anything missing. I mean, the blenders are all here, the equipment is in place.
Cassie gestured around the room.
The only thing out of place is all this paper.
The recipes.
Cassie frowned down at the pile on the floor.
Wait, you don't think.
I sure do.
Best friends since high school, the girls had an uncanny way of being able to read each other's thoughts. She knew Cassie referred to the conversation they'd heard behind the dumpster.
We heard them say they needed to get in here just last night, Lexi said. And then, this morning, we come in to this.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
Not to mention, it looks like they were only interested in your recipes,
Cassie pointed out. Lexi's heart crunched when she thought of her grandmother's handwritten scone recipe. Sure, she had a copy of it on her computer, but she still didn't want her competitor getting a hold of the recipe. Besides, the original recipe, written in her grandmother's hand, had sentimental value. She bent down to pick the recipes off the floor and then remembered Jack's warning.
Crap.
Jack said not to touch things, so I guess I better leave these here. But but it won't hurt to at least look at them to see if the scone recipe is gone.
Right,
Cassie agreed. The girls sifted carefully through the piles, with Lexi taking the floor and Cassie the counters.
Hey, I think I found it.
Lexi pointed at a yellowed piece of paper, turning her head sideways to read it.
Yes, that's it.
So they didn't take it?
I guess not. Lexi frowned at the paper. Maybe they'd written out a copy? But it didn't make sense they'd take the time to do that. Something shiny under the cabinet caught her eye.
Hey, what's this?
She reached under the cabinet to retrieve the item, a gold and pearl ring, which she held up to show Cassie.
Did you lose this?
No.
Lose what?
A voice squeaked from the doorway. Lexi turned to see Detective Watson Davies standing there, with Jack right behind her.
Detective Davies, nice to see you again, Lexi said. Same here.
Davies' jaw worked up and down on a piece of gum. Lexi couldn't help but notice Davies' fashionable, buckle-studded black leather boots. The woman did have excellent taste in footwear.
So, are you tampering with evidence again?
Davies nodded toward the ring.
Oh, sorry, Lexi grimaced. I found it on the floor and thought it was Cassie's. But it's not.
Davies looked at Cassie, who shook her head.
And you don't know who else it could belong to?
Lexi shook her head.
Do a lot of people have access to the kitchen?
No.
Then it might belong to whoever broke in,
Davies pointed out.
Right.
Lexi gingerly placed the ring in Davies' glove-clad palm, while trying to keep from getting fingerprints all over it.
I guess we should start making a list of what was taken, Jack said.
Well, that's the thing.
Lexi looked around the room one more time.
Nothing was taken.
What?
Davies scrunched up her face.
Who breaks into a place and doesn't take anything? Did you check the cash register? What do you have of value here?
We cash out every night. The appliances are valuable, but they're all accounted for. The only thing that's out of place is the recipes. Lexi gestured toward the counter and floor.
So, you're trying to tell us someone broke in for recipes?
Davies asked.
Who would do that?
I'm pretty sure I know who, Lexi said. In fact, I bet if we take that ring across the street, we'll find out who it belongs to, and you'll have your thief.
I don't think you should be coming over here with me,
Davies said, as she stomped across the street, the plastic bag holding the ring dangling from her hand.
What if I just happened to want to go over to get a muffin or brownie?
Lexi knew Davies was right, but she just had to see the other baker's reaction when caught red-handed. Luckily, Jack had already left after assuring himself Lexi was okay. He never would have allowed her to accompany the detective to question the other baker. Davies sighed and rolled her eyes before wrenching the shop door open, causing a cacophony of bells to jingle. The blonde stood behind the counter, handing a bakery box to a customer. She jerked her head in Davies' direction as if sensing danger, her eyes widening at the sight of the badge-wielding detective, with Lexi at her side.
Can I help you?
The blonde glanced nervously at the customer who hurried to the door. Lexi noticed the sugary vanilla scent of baked goods wafting in the air and wondered how that could be possible if the baker bought all her goods from the grocery store. Maybe she used vanilla-scented candles or potpourri? Lexi pictured pots of baking-scented potpourri simmering on the stove out back.
I'm Detective Watson Davies.
Davies flashed the badge in her face.
And this is Lexi Baker.
Perillo, Lexi corrected.
Right. Baker Perillo.
Davies shot an annoyed glance at Lexi. Carolee Brewster, The blonde's brow creased slightly as she stepped out from behind the bakery case to shake hands with both of them.
What is this about?
Are you aware that Ms. Baker, Mrs. Parillo's bakery was broken into last night?
Davies asked. What? Cara Lee seemed genuinely distraught. I had no idea.
Really?
Davies cocked an eyebrow at Cara Lee and held up the bag with the ring.
Is this your ring?
Cara Lee's hand flew to her chest.
Yes. I noticed it was missing just yesterday. Where did you find it?
It was found in Lexi's bakery,
Davies said. Cara Lee's icy blue glare pierced Lexi.
You stole my ring?
What?
Lexi narrowed her eyes at the blonde.
How dare she accuse Lexi when she was the thief?
Lexi drew herself up to her full 5'4" height and took a step closer to Cara Lee.
No, you dropped it when you broke into my bakery to steal my recipes.
Recipes?
Cara Lee stepped closer to Lexi. The taller woman leaned down so their faces were inches apart.
I didn't steal any recipes. What are you talking about?
Hold it.
Davies pushed them apart, shooting a warning glance first at Lexi and then Cara Lee. Cara Lee planted her fists on her hips.
Just what exactly is going on here, detective?
Well, Ms. Brewster, it seems likely you lost this ring during the robbery.
The robbery where they stole recipes? Why would I steal recipes? I obviously have plenty of my own.
Cara Lee spread her arms to indicate the bakery cases full of pastries. Lexi squinted into the cases.
Had she baked the items or bought them at the grocery store?
She leaned closer to see if she could recognize any of the desserts as being from the grocery. They looked similar, but it seemed like Cara Lee had fancied them up with additional frosting and adornments.
Well, actually, we don't think they stole anything,
Davies admitted peevishly.
But someone definitely broke in, and your ring was found there.
Can you explain that?
Maybe Miss Baker here did it herself, to frame me, Cara Lee huffed.
That's ridiculous.
Lexi's face flushed with anger.
Why would I do that? And how would I get your ring?
Why would you frame me? Cara Lee asked. Maybe because you feel threatened, I'm taking all your business away. As to how you would get my ring, I think I have a pretty good idea.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Lexi crossed her arms across her chest.
Me too,
Davies said.
I noticed my ring was missing yesterday, right after I had a visit from your neighbor,
Cara Lee said.
My neighbor?
The old guy who owns the antique store?
Cara Lee pointed across the street.
I bet the two of you are in cahoots. Somehow he stole my ring and the two of you set it up. Although I can't say what his motivation would be, unless maybe you were paying him.
Lexi glanced at Davies, her heart sinking when she realized the detective was actually considering Cara Lee's explanation.
It's plausible, but seems a little far-fetched, don't you think?
Davies asked.
No, I don't, Cara Lee answered. Not only that, but I can prove I didn't break in. I have an airtight alibi.
Oh?
Davies' brows raised a fraction of an inch.
Yes. I was at the television station, WOKQ, talking to Pierce Daniels about a segment they are doing on my bakery. About a dozen witnesses can verify I was there until midnight. My brother can verify I came straight home after the interview.
Davies whipped out her cell phone and tapped a note into it.
I'll have to verify those. Where can I find your brother?
We're new in town, so we're sharing an apartment at the Westlake Village, number 2010. His name is Harvey Brewster,
Cara Lee said indignantly.
Okay, I'll check up on this and get back to you. Both of you.
Davies turned to leave. Lexi glared at Carol Lee for a few seconds before following Davies to the door.
Oh, and detective?
Carol Lee yelled after them, causing Davies to turn around.
Next time, you should think about doing a more thorough job before accusing innocent people. I don't appreciate it, and if it happens again, I'll have your badge.
Lexi bit her lip at Davies' outraged look, but the detective didn't get a chance to say anything before Carol Lee opened her mouth and spoke again, this time to Lexi.
And you, Miss Baker, better mind your own business, while you still have a business left to mind.